It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, we'll take a tour of the hidden history behind some of Milwaukee's historic buildings.
First, representatives from the Great Lakes Compact Council are standing by Waukesha's water diversion plan. The unanimous agreement followed a request from a group of cities from the United States and Canada, asking the representatives to reconsider their decision.
Waukesha began the effort to draw drinking water from Lake Michigan over a decade ago. It finally got long-sought approval in June of last year.
Peter Annan joins us now to tell us more. He's co-director of the Burke Center for Freshwater Innovation and director of environmental communication at Northland College. Peter, welcome back.
Thank you.
Peter, what issue does the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative have with Waukesha's proposal to divert water from Lake Michigan?
They have several points that they're unhappy with in that decision. The first one is they believe that the city of Waukesha has other water supply alternatives that weren't thoroughly investigated during the application process. They have concerns about the quality of the water that will be returned to Lake Michigan in the Root River and downtown Racine. And they have issues with, more minor issues with Waukesha's service area. Then they have some procedural issues, too, and that they felt that there should have been more public hearings before the final decision was made by the Great Lakes governors.
And why did the Great Lakes governors decide to reject the request to take a fresh look at this?
Yeah, so the procedure is if there's someone who's unhappy with the Council of Great Lakes Governors' decision, they can request a hearing, and in that hearing, the purpose of that request is to ask the governors or their, in this case, their representatives to reconsider their decision. They had a hearing in person where you had attorney for the Mayor's Association and attorneys for Waukesha presenting to the representatives of the eight Great Lakes states, laying out sort of before and or sort of for and against their decision. There was a lot of robust questioning by the representatives of the eight Great Lakes governors, and after deliberating about it for 4 weeks, they came back and yesterday decided that, you know, after hearing the various sides of the case, that they don't feel like there was any reason to reopen or reconsider the decision.
You mentioned a lot of attorneys in that deliberative process there, and now that the governors have said, no, we're not going to reconsider this, is it possible that there could be legal action taken?
Yeah, that's going to be the real interesting thing to follow here in coming weeks. The Mayor's Association request for a hearing over Waukesha read just like a legal case, and the hearing that the Compact Council held last month was very much sort of felt like an appeals court kind of setting, and with set times for each side to make their case, with a little bit of time set aside for rebuttal, et cetera. So it's definitely feeling legal. I think the only question now is whether or not the mayors are upset enough where they're going to take that next potentially expensive step and file a lawsuit challenging the Waukesha decision, or if they're just going to let it go, and we just don't know yet. We haven't heard.
And can you tell us which cities are involved in the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative that are challenging this Waukesha proposal?
Yes, yeah, so it's a binational organization made up, I believe, of more than 100 mayors on, again, both sides of the U.S.-Canada border in the Great Lakes region, literally stretching all the way from Minnesota to Quebec, and so it's a very influential and very important organization, and the incoming executive director of the organization is Mayor Dickert from Racine, which is one of the communities most upset about the Waukesha water diversion, so I think we'll, one way or the other, we'll be continuing to hear from the mayors about this issue.
Well, looking back a little at the history here, now technically, as I understand it, cities located in the Great Lakes Basin are allowed to divert that water. Waukesha is apparently outside of that basin. So how did they initially get approval from the compact?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I mean, this is where we get into some of the complicated nitty-gritty of the Great Lakes Compact, this legal water fence designed to keep Great Lakes water inside the Great Lakes Basin. And within that law, which is a ban on diversions with limited exceptions, there are these two unique limited exceptions for communities that either sit right on the edge of the Great Lakes Basin or communities that are in a county that straddles the Great Lakes Basin. And Waukesha falls under that latter exception clause. And they had a right under the compact to apply for a Great Lakes water diversion, but they needed the approval of all 8 Great Lakes governors. So that's a pretty high bar. Took them $5 million in 5 years or more, depending on what you use as the start date, for their application to be considered. And in the end, it was victorious, at least unless it's successfully challenged in court. But up to now, it's been victorious. So they happen to fall under that really unique exceptions clause. And for communities that are near the basin line, the edge of the watershed line, and they were the first such test case of that exception. And again, depending on whether or not it's litigated, we'll see whether it continues to be tested by the mayors or others could also step forward to file a legal challenge.
We're talking with Peter Annan right now, co-director of the Burke Center for Freshwater Innovation and director of environmental communication at Northland College. And we're talking about what's happening after representatives from Great Lakes states upheld earlier approval of Waukesha's plans to divert water from Lake Michigan to Waukesha. And you said Waukesha is the first of these cities. Are there other cities that are maybe sitting and watching what happens who could be next in line to request water from Lake Michigan?
Yeah, there are definitely other cities that are paying close attention to this. And these, again, are just cities that are on or near the Great Lakes Basin line who fall under these exception clauses. To be absolutely clear, if you're not a city on or near the basin line, you cannot even ask for a Great Lakes water diversion. And all those cities would be required to return the water back to the Great Lakes so that there be no net loss. Which is what Waukesha has agreed to do in its application. But the Alliance for the Great Lakes, an environmental organization in Chicago, did a report a few years ago sort of predicting how many other similar Waukesha-type communities might be out there and might be interested. And they highlighted about 8 or 9 communities stretching from suburban Milwaukee down to Fort Wayne, Indiana, that they predicted could be future applicants for water under these exceptions clauses. We have not heard anything specifically from those communities themselves yet, but they, according to the Alliance for the Great Lakes, so we have, you know, less than a dozen or so, all of whom would be required to return the water and would need to be approved under the rigorous outlines of the Great Lakes Compact.
You mentioned returning the water. What other stipulations are there for communities like Waukesha who want to divert the water?
Yeah, so they have to prove that they have no reasonable water supply alternative, which is, you know, so you can't just go to Great Lakes water because you want it. You have to actually approve to the Great Lakes governors that you don't have any reasonable water supply alternative. You have to have a strict water conservation program, so you wouldn't be allowed to get Great Lakes water if you were just going to waste it through unsustainable water practices. You have to also prove in your application that the water diversion creates no negative environmental impacts. So there's a long list of sort of fine print there that is required, and the governors have been going over that very seriously and very carefully. After all, they wrote the rules, and so now they're just enforcing them.
And how much water is Waukesha set to be drawing up from the Great Lakes if this moves forward?
Yeah, and again, as of now, it has been officially approved and unsuccessfully challenged. They originally asked for 10.1 million gallons of water per day, but the governors decided that that was too much, and they scaled that back to a maximum of 8.6 million gallons per day over, you know, coming decades. They're currently just a little bit under an average of, I think, around 7 million gallons per day. So it sounds like a lot of water to an average person, but In the grand scheme of the 6 quadrillion gallons in the Great Lakes, it's not a large amount. And again, especially since that water is required to be returned to the Great Lakes based under the compact. Nevertheless, the Waukesha water diversion has been highly controversial. And throughout the public hearing process, there were a lot of people who came out in opposition. And that just the idea of diverting water is sort of this visceral reaction to people in the Great Lakes region. They're very, very protective of these globally significant water bodies.
And Peter, just briefly as we wrap up, how big a challenge is this going to be to the cohesion and the vision of the Great Lakes Compact, this city's initiative request to reconsider this and their unhappiness with it?
Yeah, I think, you know, we have the first test case of a major piece of environmental legislation, and it'll be interesting to see if the mayor stepped forward and actually filed a lawsuit. And one of the concerns is that the compact itself could be refined or changed through the legal process. But we're a long way from that right now because we don't even have a suit on the ground yet. But it's definitely going to be worth watching in coming weeks and months.
Peter, thanks a lot for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That was Peter Annan, co-director of the Burke Center for Freshwater Innovation and director of environmental communication at Northland College. He joined us after representatives from Great Lakes states upheld plans for Waukesha to source water from Lake Michigan.